In her nursing home room, Genevieve Barnes gazes out the window. A black rosary is draped over her lap. She's 94, and an oxygen concentrator bubbles behind her to help her breathe. She says even this late in life, she's still abiding by her mother's lessons.
And it's a matter of how we were raised. You never wasted anything.
Barnes was on a common medication called Mucinex to keep her throat clear, but her doctor took her off it. Normally, her unused Mucinex would be sent back to the pharmacy for destruction, but Barnes' nursing home contributes to a so-called drug repository. Barnes says it was a simple choice to give medicine she can't use to needy seniors.
Well, everything is so expensive, and when you waste, you're just squandering things that should be used by someone.
4 years ago, Ohio became the first state to recycle sealed, unused medicine to seniors in need. Ever since, its two drug repositories have struggled to get more participation. The drugs can't be redistributed until there's enough of any one drug to make a 30-day supply. Then it's made available to seniors who otherwise couldn't afford it. At Genevieve Barnes Nursing Home, the administrator, Denise Day, collects the drugs in a blue plastic tote.
We don't have a huge clientele in this building at this time, but the amount of medications that get sent back is still quite incredible.
The bin in Day's office is filled with pills and bottles sealed in their packaging. She says what's here comes from patients covered by Medicaid. Unused medicines covered by Medicare or private insurance must go back to the pharmacy for incineration before patients can get their refund. Day says still about $2,000 worth a month from just 34 patients are recycled by the group called Serving Our Seniors. Its director, Susan Doherty, says if every nursing home in her county donated from just half of their patients, the results would be astounding.
Honestly, we could meet and probably exceed the need of older adults who needed access to drugs that are common to the aging population. It could do a whole lot of good with a whole lot of waste.
The drugs in this region are taken to Booter Pharmacy. It's become the local drug repository. In the back room, shelves of medication go all the way to the ceiling. Matt Booter is the pharmacist. He says the drugs are checked for their expiration dates and whether they're eligible for donation.
And then what we want to do is take these drugs and poke them out of this thing into a bottle, making sure that what goes on the labeled bottle is the lot and expiration date.
Seniors who've signed a waiver and received a card from Serving Our Seniors can then buy any medication for a flat fee of $7.40.
You can dispense one tablet, you can dispense 15, you can dispense a billion for $7.40.
Ohio's not the only state with a drug repository program. At least 19 other states have mimicked the idea. Some states have had more success than others. In North Carolina, the Board of Pharmacy says it recycles $5 to $6 million of drugs paid by taxpayers every year. That's a lot more than Ohio's program. Booter says his state could be matching those numbers if only there were more participation.
There's good public knowledge out there that large quantities are picked up daily and incinerated that could be used. So I'm sure that a large institutional pharmacy, knowing that, certainly isn't saying, well, we don't care.
Booter says liability is often the reason given for not participating in drug repositories. The state's largest nursing home corporation and wholesale pharmacy both declined comment for this story. But now there might be a bigger incentive. In April, the federal government announced it will hold nursing home facilities financially accountable for medicines going unused by patients. The states can still redistribute medicines as long as documents show the federal government isn't paying for the same item twice. And this acknowledgement of waste in the system might just be the national push drug repositories need to move into the mainstream. For the GLRC, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.